eliminate human slavery in Canada.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 6th of February, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, local film producer Lisa Oviez, who brought us Taking My Parents to Burning Man this past summer, is back with a follow-up feature that premieres tonight at the Rio. And we will talk to her as soon as she walks through the door. We'll also talk to Will Whitwam of the band Wilderness in Manitoba. They are currently touring the country on their way to play the Commodore next Friday night. And Shindig wraps up tonight with a gala event at the Hindenburg. And we will do our final Shindig preview of the season. Another great hour up ahead, so don't touch that dial. So last week I told you about my old pal Curtis Cowan, who we were very, really close friends in high school and then just disappeared from each other's lives. But he's been working hard creating music for the last 30 or so years. This is from his latest album. It's the title track. It's full of surprises.
What you do, there's no disguising the constant mystery of you. Oh, it's true. Now I see that you are never here. You have me believing that I love you. Won't you be around? I can't stand the sound of you not here. Full of surprises, I never know just what you'll do. Oh, it's true. Full of surprises, are you just playing? Don't blame me for a fool. Now I think that you are not the one. I used to think that you were the setting sun. The silence holds me back. You gotta get on track, so be the one. Full of surprises.
know who is to blame. Where will you set me free? Where will I hope to be? Not insane. Never know just what you do. Oh, it's true. Full of surprises, full of the wonder that is you. Oh, yes, it's true. Full of surprises,
full of surprises,
full of the wonder.
All right, that's Curtis Cower and Flyer and Full of Surprises, and Lisa has arrived. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Lisa is a local actor, writer, producer, director, teacher, and someone I've had a mad crush on since we worked together on The Fringe about 3 or 4 years ago, so it's really great to have you here.
I adore you. Thank you so much.
Am I catching on the right mic? No, I don't. There you are. Say something now.
Oh, how about...
There you go.
There. Hi. Everybody missed my compliment to you.
Say it again, then.
I did mention that I adore you. Thank you very much. Thank my you. Chair's really squeaky, by the way. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. It's
I'm
all,
a,
it's all
I'm
part...
a mover.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all part of the live experience.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah. So among your many talents, you've got one very successful film that you've produced and another one that's just starting to break. And they're both directed by the brilliant Joel Ashton McCarthy. Taking my parents to Burning Man, which has got the best title ever.
It, you know what it is, and mad credit to the boys for doing that. I'll also give Bryant Bozen credit as well. He directed and co-produced and was the star of Taking My Parents to Burning Man as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a documentary that it's literally exactly what it sounds like. Brian takes his parents to Burning Man, and it's this amazing journey, but it's also really heartwarming. It's usually the audience cries about twice. It ends up having this amazing transformative effect on the audience, and it's just been really cool this year to watch our little Vancouver indie film take over America.
Yeah, you've been doing all the festivals.
It's been nuts. We won Audience Choice at Sonoma, Newport Beach, Maui International. We just won another one, and to be honest, I don't even know which festival it was. It just happened. It's just been amazing. It's yeah, they had us open up with Shep Gordon at the Maui International Film Festival
wow.
for his documentary with Mike Myers. So these little kids from Vancouver.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that just got released in the spring, right? May or June?
We did the Sonoma Film Festival last year for a world premiere, which, don't quote me, I think is around April.
Okay.
Something like that.
Then but I'm just building up to the turnaround, because once that was sort of up and running, then you started filming on the new one.
Well, Joel is a mad little genius, and I have to give him a lot of credit for that. And he's been very inspiring to me in my career as far as going absolutely bananas and making things as much as possible. So this next film that we have called After Film School, which is a hilarious narrative comedy, we just opened up at the Whistler Film Festival to sold-out crowds. It was amazing. The response has been awesome. It started out as a smaller film. And then once the momentum of Taking My Parents to Burning Man went around and he got this better script and he just sort of developed it, it literally became a thing where we would travel to the States or to New York or something to promote Taking My Parents to Burning Man. And then we would come home on the weekends and guerrilla style shoot this feature film, which we shot for, I think, less than $10,000.
Oh, of course.
About 100 people in the community volunteered for crew.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed to run an acting school as well as be an instructor for improv. My kids came out of the woodwork to support us. And through all of that, we ended up finishing principal photography, I believe, mid-July. And Joel went like a beast into the editing room with our amazing sound designer, Rob. And they finished a rough cut, good enough to send off to Whistler by, I think, the end of August. So it was, and meanwhile, in between that.
Putting the final cuts on the laptop as they're driving to the airport.
Literally, yeah. Literally. It was amazing. And in between that, as a team too, because we've really developed a great relationship, we won Crazy Eight. So we did Bed Bugs, a Musical Love Story, which I produced that they came on board with as well. And I directed my first film this summer, I Want to Date You, which was fantastic. So we just kept going.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about I Want to Date You as well, but I want to get back to after film school.
Yeah.
It's a musical.
It's not. It's
No, it's a movie about a musical.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, and it ended up being the most beautiful true tale ever, because without giving too much away, but I think all of the reviews do explain this, it's a mockumentary about life after film school. It's
right.
Very true to Vancouver. We don't pretend to be anywhere else. Joel wrote it because it's true. Everyone goes through this. You're going to make movies. You're going to go to Hollywood. And then the disillusionment of, oh my gosh, there's nobody hiring me. There's no opportunities. And it's a group of kids a year out of film school that get the opportunity to make a film after one of their only successful friends commits suicide and leaves a script behind that he has requested never gets made. So in the only true fashion they can do it, they decide to make it. But
yeah,
it reads,
it's too good to leave behind.
It's too good to yeah. And so they promote it because this guy was famous and they figure this is our one chance to make a feature. But then the guy that's running it all, who's played by Bruce Nowakowski, who was my co-star in another Canadian feature film that premiered last year in Austin, The Mop King, which mm-hmm. I absolutely adored Bruce, and that's why I've chosen to work with him since. He plays this amazing character that tells all of his friends that, you know, his dying wish was to make this movie, we've got to make it, and then he reads the script, and of course it reads like a guy who's trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
It's super depressing, so he figures the only answer is to turn it into a musical.
Yeah.
And at that point you find our hero desperately trying to make High School Shooting the musical, which sounds as bad as it is. And the journey is absolutely hilarious. And it's these kids just trying desperately to make a film. It's so well written. It's so well acted. And it's yeah. hilarious. But it became true to Joel. He genuinely then went through the journey of trying to make a film with yeah. that content in it and going up against the struggles that the kids in the film went up against. And it's just a beautiful journey. Just a beautiful journey.
And it gets its Vancouver premiere tonight at the Rio.
Absolutely. And we've got tickets.
Great.
I'm giving away tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We are playing at the Rio tonight at 9 p.m. We have been very blessed. All of our films have had amazing screenings and typically sold out. So I'd say if people don't have tickets, to buy them online or show up early. Mm-hmm. We're playing tonight at 9. And tomorrow we're doing a double bill with After Film School at 7 and Taking My Parents to Burning Man, our award-winning documentary, at 9.
Mm-hmm.
But I have tickets for somebody if they'd like to call in and
okay.
come join us.
All right.
Both of these screenings are going to have cast and crew there as well. So
great.
We're all coming out to see.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
All right. So I guess all we need to do is just open the phone line.
Sure.
So it's 604-822-CITR. And we won't answer the phone while we're talking. But as soon as the music starts, we'll take the first call and you get to go see that. And is that pass good for tonight and tomorrow or just for tonight?
Sure. They can let me know which night they're good for and it'll
okay.
be for two tickets.
Yeah.
So you can bring a
great.
Friend.
Yes. All right. So you also directed your first movie this year.
I did, which was a fantastic experience. It was written by an amazing woman named Laura Adkin. It stars Lisa Giroux and Anthony Konechki and Laura Adkin. It's called I Want to Date You. And the best thing I can liken it to, without saying that it's something else, it was pretty much Bridesmaids meets Sex in the City. It's a... You know me. I'm not a girly girl. I don't do rom-coms.
Yeah.
Can I say this online? We've decided our answer to the bromance is the homance.
Yeah.
So we made a homance.
All it's right.
a beautiful story about women and their struggles with being single and the sort of the journey and the realization that you don't need a man to make you happy. You just need to be happy yourself. But it's beautifully written. Laura has a beautiful ability to kind of, I call it the Lucille Ball or the Tina Fey. She doesn't
cool.
have to be amazing. She's
yeah.
real. She's
yeah.
human. She allows her character to be raw. And that's where the humor comes from. And I absolutely adored it. I had a blast on
yeah.
it. So.
And you're raising money to complete that. Right?
Yes, we're doing a fundraiser. And I have so many projects on the go. I'm not going to lie. I had to write down this information so I wouldn't mess it up. But we are also working working with an amazing local designer whose name is Chloe Angus Designs. Her stuff is stunning. Laura Adkin wears them all the time at award shows and on the red carpets. She's going to be premiering her 2015 spring line. We're also going to premiere the trailer for I Want to Date You. And there's also going to be looks from the film worn by the cast, as well as partial proceeds going to support Aboriginal Mothers Center. That's going to take place Wednesday, February 11th, 2014, 7 p.m. at Performance Works on Granville Island. You can purchase tickets online at Brown Paper Tickets, or if you can search us on Facebook, I Want to Date
And
You.
I will put a link to your Facebook page on my Facebook page.
Fantastic.
And make it even easier to find.
I appreciate that. So yeah, come on out. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be awesome fashion. There's going to be awesome actors and crew and supporting local film.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, take a breath. And have a great time tonight and tomorrow night and Wednesday night. And just keep on doing what you're doing. It's great to see.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
To Virgin's name, but these preconceptions are to blame, man. In the saddle state, every word you speak is pain. Oh, but you build me up, you build me up with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back, with things you're dreaming of. Now go, you own your soul, look after these things only. In your heart and see if there's a place for me to call. You were warned against wading into water's deep end. You were guided by your courtesies and those words that you gave. Oh, but you blocked my path. You blocked my path with promises of love. And you hold me back. You know you hold me back. The things you're dreaming of. Now I'm good. You own your soul. Look after these things. Only you control it to start. Look in your heart and see. If there's a place for you to call home. Now go, you own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things. Only you control it to start. Look in your heart. See if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things. Only you control it to start. Look in your heart. See if there's a place. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home.
That is Artist and Slave, local singer-songwriter Selick Bunn. And he is going to be performing at Falconetti's on Commercial Drive Thursday night, a week from last night, on February 12th. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Artist and Slave. So check him out. Thanks again to Lisa Oviez for dropping by. Now, we still have a pair of tickets to give away for the premiere of After Film School that's going on tonight at the Rio on Commercial and Broadway. So if you want them, you just got to call 604-822-CITR, and we will give them to you. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at who's going to be playing at the Shindig Final tonight and look at some other stuff that's happening around town. So stick around.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM, as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
And congratulations to Ed for calling in and getting those tickets. So he'll be going to see After Film School and Burning Man tomorrow night. Taking my parents to Burning Man. Also going on stage this weekend, lots of great theater events happening. Waterfront Theater at Granville Island, a remount of the Jessing Award-winning show This Stays in the Room, which is a collaborative play of true life stories written by the cast and creative team. It pushes the boundaries of what is socially acceptable to talk about and reveal to others. It's lots of secrets being revealed in a very intimate setting. It's at the Waterfront Theater, but they're going to put everybody on stage, close the curtains, and you'll just be in kind of a nice little safe enclosed area to experience the play. At the PAL studio, one of our pals, Danny Balkwell, has got a show going on called The Last 5 Years. It's a new musical by Jason Robert Brown, and it is happening tonight, tomorrow night at 9:30, and that's the PAL Theater at Cole Harbor. The Push Festival is going on, and we've got the Club Push is still happening every night, a different show, and tonight... Ivan Coyote, one of Canada's great poets, has got an event promoting her new book, and she's got a band. It's called Tomboy Survival Guide, and it might already be sold out, too. So check pushfest.ca to get more details on that. And there's another Push thing here. Where did I put it? It'll come to me in a week or two. It's fine. We've got at the K Meek Studio in West Van, we've got The Goodnight Bird by Colleen Murphy, featuring friend of the show Nicola Cavendish. And that's a story about a homeless man landing on the balcony of an older couple's condo, scaring them half to death, and then completely turning their lives around. Yes, here's the other Push Festival thing I was talking about. It's called The Road Forward. It's happening at the York tonight and tomorrow. It's a multimedia blues rock musical dedicated to First Nations women who have disappeared on BC's Highway of Tears. It's music, it's spoken word, it's... projections, visual displays, a whole range of different genres and media being used to present this show. Definitely worth checking out. And then just around the corner at the Kulch Historic Theater, Motherlode, a dark comedy about modern parenting. That's happening tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Closing tomorrow night, the Fire Hall Arts Center. It's Post-Secret, the show, Frank Warren's visual, auditory, and emotional journey through the beauty and complication of our deepest fears, ambitions, and confessions. On a lighter note, we've got the Private Lives, an old coward play featuring friend of the show, Ted Cole. That's happening at the Arts the Jericho Arts Center at Jericho Beach, down by the Youth Hostel. In Marple, the Metro Theater has got their live stage production of Fawlty Towers on its final two nights, tonight and tomorrow night, and then it's done. They're doing three episodes from the John Cleese comedy series from the 70s, Touch of Class, The Builders, and the Mrs. Richards episode. In New West, we've got a Agatha Christie mystery, Go Back for Murder, at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queens Park. And our ongoing stuff, the East Van comedy on Sunday nights with Instant Theater at the Havana Theater. And then the Fox Cabaret has the Sunday services as well on Sunday night. And finally, at the Rio, we already talked about After Film School, which is premiering tonight and then playing tomorrow night, along with Taking My Parents to Burning Man. And then... what else have we got? Yes, Whiplash, the movie with J.K. Simmons' Oscar-nominated performance. That's at 6:30 at the Rio, and then you can stick around and watch After Film School at 9:15. And then the Midnight Show is 9.5 weeks with Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke. Now, usually the Midnight Show at the Rio has a discount for a costume that's related to the show. I have no idea what costume will get you a discount at 9.5 weeks. You're going to have to check that out for yourself. And then finally, Sunday night at the Rio, it's a live on big screen presentation of the Grammy Awards as they're happening. Doors open at 4, show starts at 5, and during commercial breaks, they have all kinds of contests to keep you interested and excited at the Rio. So that's what's going on this weekend. Now, tonight is also the closing night for Shindig, CITR's annual local music showcase that's been going on for over 30 years. And there's been three great bands made it through all the eliminations, and they're going to be performing tonight. It's a very formal event. We're going to tux it up, so come looking as good as you can, and listen to these bands. We're going to hear them right now. The first one is called Veneer. He'll be followed by Get Your Skim Milk, and then Feng Shui, Shindig Tonight.
Yesterday, with one of these pretty faces. listen closely. You can never run, and I was always a liar. She fell from heaven, it must have hurt like ow.
So there you have it. That's Feng Shui, Skim Milk, and Steel Creek Murder playing tonight at the Shindig Final at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova Street in Gastown in Vancouver. And if you can't make it, you can tune in. We'll be broadcasting it live here at CITR at 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. Well, we've probably got about 15 or 20 minutes left right here in Radioland, so we still have to read out the call board, let you know what's happening for auditions and groups that need crews and stuff like that, and lots more music. So where is it? That's what I'm going to play right there.
In 2004, Frank Warren handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards to strangers, prompting them to share their secrets. These postcards were collected on his blog, and now Post Secret has become a collaborative movement for millions of unheard voices. This January, Vancouver artists TJ Daw, Khalil Ashanti, and Justin Suds will help bring Post Secret to life as a visual auditory journey through the emotions of our inner life. With music from Mario Vira and multimedia projection, Post Secret makes its Canadian premiere from January 20th to February 7th at the Firehall Centre in downtown Vancouver. For pricing, showtimes, and more information about Post Secret, the show, please visit firehallartcentre.ca.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music.
If time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. For more details, consult the VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Laughing Matters, comedy classes, and jams moving to Sundays from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the Il Mercato Mall, First and Commercial, right across from Tim Hortons in the Van City Meeting Room. It's a $20 drop-in. You can learn to laugh and make others laugh with master laughologist Jacques Lalonde and other guest teachers. Improv, stand-up, sketch comedy, and how to write comedy are all covered. Laugh your ass off. I've never gotten that right once. Metro Theater is looking for a couple of men to play the dads in The Graduate, the Terry Johnson adaptation of the classic 1960s film. Directed by Judy Price. Auditions are happening on Sunday. You can contact Judy at jmprice1@telus.net or give her a call 604-904-5178. Mark Carter is directing Sinners for Theatre West Van. It's a Norm Foster comedy, and it is going to be on stage in April and May, and it'll be at the Studio Theatre at the K. Meek Centre in West Van. Auditions are next week, Monday the 16th, at the West Van United Church. Pipe Dream Theater Project is doing 1+1, an original musical from local writers Gil and Sarah J. Smith. That will be on stage at the Review on Granville Island from June 3rd to the 13th, and their auditions are happening on Saturday and Sunday at Carousel Studio on Granville Island. Naked Goddess Productions, In a Forest Dark and Deep by Neil LaBute, and that will be happening in May, directed by a friend of the show, Tamara McCarthy. Auditions are Monday, and they're especially looking for a strong male actor who can cover the age range of 35 to 45. The 39 Steps is going to be done in White Rock at Peninsula Productions. Their auditions are February 15th and 16th. That's directed by another friend of the show, Matthew Bissett. And North Van Community Players are doing The Understudy by Teresa Reebok, and that is going to be happening in June at Hendry Hall. Auditions are this weekend. Vagabond Players auditioning this weekend for the O'Connor Girls, and that's happening in April. And then the dates are finally set for the Theater Under the Stars auditions. This year's shows will be Oliver, directed by Shel Piercy, and Hairspray, directed by friend of the show, Sarah Rogers. It'll be happening in July and August at Malcolm Bowl. The auditions will be going on at the near the end of the month, February 21st to 24th. For more details on these and other auditions, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Here's a great friend of the show. This is Big John Bates and Missionary Man.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Buy a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin. My mama told me good. Don't mess with the mission.
sleeping in the corner tree.
Self-drive is power in disguise.
Keep it moving till the end of time. Look ahead, surrounded by a business. Moving there's in the world of caring. Makes sense once you jump inside. Oh, it's sweet. Go!
Jim Day was your family.
Rest in peace to the guy with our family seven.
I invite you to swing with me
in the cold wind of the cold arms rains.
Well, we're almost out of time, and unfortunately, we weren't able to connect with Will from Wilderness of Manitoba, but, you know, they're traveling across the country, and there's, you know, time zones and phones and all kinds of reasons why this didn't happen, but they are going to be playing at the Commodore 1 week from tonight, next Friday, so you definitely want to check them out. So we're going to close the show with a song from their latest release. This is Leave Someone, Wilderness of Manitoba.
Yeah.
In the autumn fields where the sun hangs low and sets the lamb on fire in the coming snow. Say the words as I let you down. Lonely birds, the silent sound. Feel the earth from beneath the ground. This is how you
there we go. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. A special shout out this week to our good pal Jacques Lalonde, who saw how much fun I was having on the radio and went out and got his own show. You can listen for Jacques Talk on Co-op Radio starting at the end of the month. And there's T-Bird Sports again this weekend. Men's hockey tonight at 7 and volleyball, men's and women's volleyball tomorrow at 5 and 7 right here on 101.9 FM. Eleanor and Erica are here next with Femme Concept and Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig.
Breaking news! Shindig 31 comes to a conclusion.
For over over 30 years, the Shindig Finals have offered some of Vancouver's best local bands great prizes and the chance to become champions. Shindig 31 will come to its conclusion this Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg.
Experience.
Extra planetary experiential beat jazz.
Skim milk.
Fusion, duality, rock technique.
Steel Creek Murder.
The hunger and freshness of youth.
Give me that feng shui. I just want some of that feng shui.